to say up in the Pascagoula River swamp, there's quite a few left. But here in my swamp, I only can contact two of them. And I can get them to smoke them, you know, and get them to come up pretty close, but I don't see them anymore. Now, a couple of nights ago, there was one of them come right here over the house, and then my wife was lying there reading the pews in her room, and I was mine. One of them cut loose a little bit and made part of his racket, but then screamed. They screamed just like a wildcat, and they won't see. And this one didn't go all the way through with it, but he made it quite a bit of difference, the racket and things, and I was laughing. And well, I said, did you hear that? I said, yes. But he didn't go all the way through with it. I said, he just cut off. But I said, I'd give $100 to some of the kids that had been close by and let him went all the way through with his string, you know, his racket. But that can upset you if you're imitating a wildcat. Mm-hmm. It's a screaming kind of a sound. Now, I don't know if I ever heard a wildcat scream, but my daddy told me they imitated it just like a wildcat.
So, what kind of owls? Did you have names for those types of owls there?
Well, we had the only two owls that I ever heard identified was a horn owl and what we called a screech owl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's a little bit of fellow. Not nearly as little as the one I was telling you about, though. Okay. He's a medium-sized little owl.
And what about the type of birds, you know, that used to drill holes in trees?
Well, that's the kind. That's a woodpecker,
uh-huh,
and yellowhammer, and sapsucker. Now, I think these old big branch woodcocks, they raised in a rotten hole in the tree. They didn't pick one. I never did see one picking one.
Mm-hmm.
But this spring I heard a little bit more than I've heard in a good long while. Long years ago, when they could find a place that they could make a racket, stick it on a hollow limb or something other, that would make a racket. Oh, you could hear it for 50 yards away, 100 yards. And my daddy told me they was calling their mate. And so out here in one of our trees, there was a place that one could come and, oh, he'd come pick a tune there over there too far. But I guess he would have got him a mate or disappeared. I haven't heard him in 2 or 3 weeks now. But it's worth listening to when you get a hollow limb that one can make a racket on. He's not trying to, I think he's trying to pick a hole in. I think he just uses that to make a sound.
Now, about some of the other kind of animals, like some of the wild animals around here, can you tell me some of them?
Oh,
like, yeah. Would you have the type of animal?
Have what?
Would you have the type of animal that was black and white and had a real
odor to it? We used to have, woods were full of them. We had thousands of them, but I haven't seen one in 15 years, Miss Texas. Now they tell me this old armadillo come in and got rid of them.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that now. I've seen lots of those. Can you tell me about that?
The armadillo?
Uh-huh.
Well, to a boy here at Van Cleef, he said he was in Florida and bought some of them and brought them home and turned them loose. But my understanding was they had crossed the Mississippi River up about Vicksburg. Was the first sign they had on this side of the Mississippi River of them. And since then, they just accumulated and scattered all over the world. They can mess up a lawn for you overnight, you know, digging a worm to grubs out of it.
Yeah.
And we got 2 or 3 states around here. I know about where their dens are at, but I've never got nobody to kill them or nothing. The first 1 or 2 of them I ever seen here, my dogs used to just, and I had dogs there, they'd get out and find them at night. Well, I wouldn't let them kill them, or I wouldn't kill them, but I wish now I had to kill them all.
Uh-huh.
They can destroy nothing that I know of in the way of vegetables, anything, but they can just run the lawn. So they run my lawn 3 or 4 times, just almost, you know, all the pieces. But now, that's my belief about them coming in here, crossing the Mississippi River up there, but this boy up here claims that he's brought them, some of them here from Florida for pets, and then let them get away from them.
Well, the kind of